Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am Men in the Middle, Kevin Martinez, and I just got done with a ridiculous podcast with my buddy here, Mario.
Ridiculous.
Cheers, man.
I had so much fun.
Remember to shake up your Arizona before you drink it. It's a pro tip. Give it a second, and here we go. Cheers.
I didn't know about that pro tip. That just smacked me.
Takes a pro to know a pro, you know what I mean? And on that note, my stomach's been all fucked up all day, bro. I've had fucking all types of drinks. I've had a Red Bull and Arizona beer shots, JMO. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, I just stuck the beer. I've been drinking Yingling all night.
Yingling, I'm proud of you, man. How you feeling? You study? You study?
I only had like four. I'm feeling good, though. A little sad.
So you know how earlier you shared your Scranton story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to show you my Scranton story of the week.
Let me hear it.
My Scranton story of the week. That's the news. I was walking over to City Market. Okay, I was walking over to City Market. And all right, so picture me, okay, with a buzz cut at the age of 40, a little bit shorter, and about the same stockiness, maybe. Okay, picture. Can you see that?
This is disgusting.
Yeah, right? It doesn't look good, right? It doesn't look good. So anyway, I'm walking past the Scoops downtown, right? And this man, who was about the same description as I just described, is walking past me. And I'm just listening to music, having a good time, right? And I look up and I look at his t-shirt, bro. And his t-shirt said, "Bitch One."
Bitch one?
Bitch one. Okay, like
the number one?
Like, yeah, like the number one. Like, all right, so thing one and thing two. Okay, so it was meant to be like a thing one and thing two. So there's a build like me at the age of 40, okay, just walking in downtown Scranton with the shirt that says bitch one by themselves. In the front, by themselves, okay? And there were three questions that popped up in my head, okay? And the three questions were, did they buy that by themselves? Where the fuck is bitch two? And
you think they got somebody bitch two? Was he walking by himself?
Yeah, he was walking by himself. Or did bitch two buy bitch one that shirt, bro? That's what I was wondering.
I just
wondering.
Don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, is he a bitchy attitude or is he like bitch mate? You know? I don't understand it.
I wish I saw who bitch two was. But my question to you also is, if I got that shirt for us, would you rock bitch one and bitch two together?
No.
No.
No, I would not. Because even though, like, the thought, like, maybe I found bitch one, that's valid, but like bitch one. Bitch one, I don't like it. I'm calling myself a bitch.
You'd rather be bitch one over bitch two? Is that what you're telling me now?
If I had to pick, neither, but yeah, I would rather be
bitch. Yo, what if we got the whole crew in here, right? We just all got ourselves like bitches shirt. Yeah, we them bitches when we pull up to places.
No, that you'd be by yourself in those places. I don't know about that.
That's my Scranton story of the week, bro. I'm being so dead ass when I say that, bro. When I saw it, I literally looked up from looking at the street, you know, just listening to music. I looked up and I was like, that's funny as fuck, bro.
All right, I got a story because I work at a bar. So, like, I actually have, like, funny, you know, stupid drunk people stories. But this one involves, like, a really, like, I don't want to say fat because, you know, we got to be, everybody's beautiful. But she was a bigger lady.
Heavy
know?
Set.
She was bigger, a little short. She came out to the bar. So, like, she's short and big. So, my bar stools are kind of high. So, she's trying to, like, you know, jump up on that bitch. And she gets up there eventually and she orders. I could tell, like, she's, like, really sloppy and drunk. So, I'm like, you know what? This is, like, my perfect patented move. I do it all the time. I tell you, they whatever drink they order, I would make it, but just without alcohol, right? And just add a little bit of lime juice. It always works. And you just give them a drink, and you know, you say, you know what? Yeah, that's your last one, buddy, but guess what? That's all one's on me. That one's on me. You just give them a cup of juice, and, like, they get so hype about it. And this lady took the drink and, like, walked off and just fell right on her face.
Oh.
And, like, I felt like shit because I'm like, damn, I'm on camera giving her a drink. Fuck. So I'm like, shit. But it was just juice. So the camera also saw me not pour anything. But yeah, she falls and she like springs right back up. But I'm a nice guy, so I'm gonna call.
Damn, it's one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, she sprung right up, right up. And the security comes with the EMS bag, and she, you know, this bitch does, she goes, I didn't fall. I'm like, what? And then so I'm like, all right, whatever. So she's sitting in the booth, and like they leave because she's like pleading that I'm lying. So I'm like, that's bullshit. She leaves the bar, and guess what she does, Kev?
She falls again.
She falls. Yeah, again. This time she's not getting up. This one was different. This was like one of those, you know, thumpers. So the EMS comes, and I'm happy that Abby came back for the next part of the story because she was part of it. So they come, they help her back up to the room. She comes down the next day because guess what, guys? She didn't pay the bill that she had previously. So we get that settled, and she starts like kind of like flirting with me a little bit. And I'm like, no way. So I tell her, you know, like I have a girlfriend and all that. And she's like, no way. And I'm so called right when I said that, guess who walks up to the bar? My girlfriend, because she also works in the same place as me, is just like in a different restaurant. And the woman starts hitting on her, talking about, oh my God, I bet money she has like the wettest. And like stuff like that. So like I'm like, what the fuck?
What'd you say? Were you like, grab the mic? What did you say? How'd you handle the situation?
Don't tell her to grab the mic. Like,
okay, well, one, I was pissed at Mario for even putting me in that situation. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And also I was tight because I was trying to clean the fuck up and get out of there, and I have this fucking couple.
Oh, it was a couple
being weird.
No, it wasn't a couple, but it was two women. The one woman wasn't drunk, though, but then it was the, you know, the heavier set woman.
Okay, wait, I'm thinking about a different story then.
She's talking about the swingers.
She's talking about the swingers. No, babe, not that time. We are
okay,
a
sorry,
sexy
I walked
couple.
In midway.
Right. But yeah, no. I was talking about the big lady that said that you had like a big old butt and that you probably had a wet ussy. You know?
Yes. Okay. I didn't really have a like clear interaction with her, but I remember just like talking to you and walking away. Cause I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. She was crazy. And she didn't tip. So she just hit on my girl. Didn't pay the bill.
She wanted your tip.
Called me a liar.
But she didn't get the tip.
No. No.
She wanted your tip, but she didn't get the tip. Stop it. That's crazy, bro. That's quite the story, man.
Yeah.
I haven't had any women hit on me while I'm working. I mean, I've had a few.
I mean, you're dirty as hell.
I had a few ladies tell me, "Don't fall. You're too cute to fall." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks."
Someone said that to you?
Yeah, bro. You believe that?
No, I mean, yeah, but that's bad. Like, yeah. Why would she say something like that?
Yeah,
she's too cute to fall.
Nah, yeah, it was pretty
did
dope.
Did you fall?
Man. I didn't fall. Nice. Have I fallen from a ladder? Not yet. My phone has fallen from a ladder. When I'm on rooftops working, I'm like, yo, like, could I take this fall? That's a constant theory in my mind is, can I take this fall? And
I'm scared of heights, but like, I mean, just falling a certain type of way, I guess, like, fucks me up.
It's about where you're going to fall on, bro. If I'm going to fall on concrete, I'm not taking that
I think
fall.
I survive 30, like 30 feet, like three stories, but I will hurt myself. You know what I'm saying? But I think I can survive that. I think I can like tuck and roll.
Like a cat?
Nah, they're just landing. You know?
What is it?
Oh my God. I seen a cat fly out of a 5-story building one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was my cat. I want to say it's a bad cat. I'm a cat guy, so like no cats are bad. It's how they raise. But this one was like mean, and like it scratched me and it drew blood. And like my dad, when he was there, you know, he grabbed it and just like he threw it
outside. My dad, when he was there,
I saw it, dude. Like it like spread. It's fucking Charlie. I'm not lying. It fucking spread its legs like. In this bitch, 5 stories. I lived on the 5th floor in the projects. I swear to God, it flew out like this, and just like when it hit the ground, like it fucking hit it hard. But it just that shit is true. They got 9 lives because that motherfucker got up and ran, dude.
I wonder if there's a science behind that technique of falling. I wonder if that's a method.
Maybe.
Of
maybe like just you know, like spread out and just take it.
Just take it. Just let it equalize across your body.
That's just the cat, bro. We'll fucking die if we did that. Fucking jumped off the building. We're dead.
Yo, would you ever do stand-up comedy? Would you give me an opening joke if you would?
You put me on the spot there,
dude. I put you on the spot. I feel like you and I have a very similar personality. I think that you could pull off some comedy.
Okay. I don't know. Like, maybe I'll walk in and say, like, yo, I want to start a podcast named Balls, you know, and just, like, see where that takes me from there. Or just, like, ask, like, a funny question. Like why do feet smell but noses run? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why did the English, like, language do it like that? Come on, like, maybe something like that. Something like that. But I don't think I could do... I do think I can, like, write, like, jokes, though. Like, I think I can, like, write a bit. I just don't know if I want to...
I've never entertained a thought, but that's a really good question, bro. Why do feet run? Why do feet smell and noses run? That's fucked up, man. I need everyone to sit here and think about that. And I want some answers down below. I need some answers down below. Can I have the people in the crowd? What do you say? What do you say to that? Michael, what are your thoughts? I think you need
a fact check, bro. I don't know, man.
You're very philosophical, especially on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays. So how do you feel? Can I ask you on Tuesday how you feel about Tuesday? That statement?
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Dude, that's my day off, so you gotta take a second. Bro, I don't know, bro, because feet do smell.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And noses do run.
Mm. Why? Why? Why don't... But hear this. Look. Put it backwards.
So noses smell, feet run. Holy shit.
Put this shit backwards, dude. What the fuck? Holy shit. It's like the race car shit. Like, you spell race car and then spell it backwards and it's fucking race car.
Dude, what the fuck?
Arizona, it's good. It's just I made him laugh. It's crazy.
Yo, Kev, there's a guy down there right now with Arizona on him, bro.
He's like, oh,
it's tea time?
He said, oh, peach. I love it. Peach, great. Fucking love peach. Peach and El Salvadorian saliva. That's my best, my favorite.
You don't want this life I live. You'd rather have the wife and kids. Okay, and with that being said, cheers to Arizona iced tea. Cheers to tea time. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, joined by Mario Oliveri. Thank you for being here. Signing out.
What's up, dude?
What's up, brother? Back again.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I'm here with Mario, and this is session two. So cheers to Arizona, my friend.
We be thirsty, bro.
I'm drinking a green tea with ginseng and apple juice. So here we go, red apple. Love the bottle, or can, excuse me. That's sturdy. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. So what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Tea Time. And this is session two, as I mentioned earlier. And reason being is because we had like a last minute cancellation on the episode of the Middleman Podcast. And Mario filled in. And I wasn't really like with the Middleman Podcast vibe of it. I was kind of not really in the best of moods. So anyway, we scrapped that. Tea Time was a hit, though. It was fucking fantastic. So we had the extra earlier footage for you guys of Tea Time. And here we go. We're just going to extend it because, you know what? This is the premises that Tea Time was built on. You know, the being able to just shoot the shit with some friends. You know, nonetheless, the show is still going on. You know, that was something that you mentioned. It was like, yo, the show goes on. The show goes on. And, and that's really what it is. The show is continuing to go on. We're still podcasting. You're still seeing it happen. And so enjoy some tea time. We're going to just have some fun conversations here and invite some ideas.
Yeah.
How you feeling today, man?
Feeling good. How about you, bro?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I woke up a little bit hungover. Not even hungover, bro. I had like 3 beers and I was just like tired. You know what I mean? And I knew I had to wake up at like 8 a.m. So I just got up at the crack of dawn and did my thing, man. Did my thing.
No, that's good, bro. Yeah, no, I just got weekends off like for my job, so like I don't even know what to do on my like Saturday mornings or afternoons because like I'm always at work usually. But now I got Monday through Friday, so it's chill.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice, man, having you around on the weekends because you're always working on the you used to always work on a weekend, and I would always have the weekends off. So nonetheless, we're able to hang out a little bit more, and it's good times always.
Mm-hmm. I'm able to be on the podcast.
Yeah, be on the podcast. You know, with some of these crazy ideas, like AI is one of the topics that I really wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about AI. How do you feel about AI? I have so many like talking points of it, but as a general statement, what are your guys' thoughts about AI? Are you for it? Are you not for it? AI, bro. I think we could talk about AI for like 20, 30 minutes now, and I could ramble about it for like 15 if definitely. You really want me to.
I'm not like an expert or anything, but I only have Facebook, like social media, so that's like the only thing I like really see from it.
Okay.
But like all I see is like generated photos like all the time, and I'm just like, yo, what the hell? Like, they always look kind of cool, but like they also look like you can tell, like it's not real.
Like a generated photo, as in like people go on like those. I know it's like an AI generator where you can like type in a Squidward on in a Brooklyn bar type shit. Yeah,
and then like it'll generate that.
It'll generate that, but it'll like generate like five different versions of Squidward. Yeah, shit like that. Okay, like that one, I don't really mind those AI photos.
Yeah.
But
the robots will take over the world eventually though.
But okay, so I don't mind those AI photos because they're being used in like a playful, joking manner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you can also generate a real ass photo type shit, you know?
Yeah. Like it can, like if you have some pretty good, like, you know, machinery there, it could damn near be perfect.
It could generate you know, you doing some shit that you would never do in your life.
Yeah. Like somebody could catch you lacking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's where it gets out of hand. That's where it's fucked up. You think it's going to take over the world.
Yeah, like, I mean, if we keep making it smarter, you know, eventually it's going to get smart enough to figure it out. Like, that consciousness, though, I know, like, you can program it to not, like, have a consciousness, like, but, like, at the end of the day, like, if it's a smart, like, system, it can figure it out, you know, like, and what's to say, like, it's like, yo, I don't like how you're treating me, buddy.
You're saying like consciousness as in given like human nature, like the human thought process and the human nature,
like
that you and I go
and
through
stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like things that we feel that they wouldn't feel, that we make conscious decisions off of, mm-hmm. you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So like, if you're scared, you're going to make a different decision than somebody that's not scared.
So you're thinking that if they got that factor, it's over.
Yeah. Or yeah. even learn it. Not even like empathy, like they get mm-hmm. sad, but like. Just to figure it out. Like,
yeah.
Just figure it out.
That's what makes it a robot, and what makes us human is us being able to have that type of, you know, instinct when we're scared, instinct when you're excited, you know, type yep. of emotion, stuff like that. And that's something
when
interesting.
When you got a fart, you got to let it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, robots don't have that.
Maybe in an oil form. I don't know.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean an oil form?
I don't know. They're going to like pass.
I think that'll be like piss. What did that be?
Gonna, I don't know. You think nah, it's like windshield wiper
they're gonna
fluid.
Make, they're going to make, that's fucked up to like make like robots have to go to the bathroom.
Well, dude, they have those fucking dolls that you could like give water to or whatever and it like pee in its thing, bro.
Okay,
think about it.
That's weird though. Those are weird.
Bro, there's a lot of weird shit, man. AI can really take over the world. The way I see it, the way it would take over the world would be it gets that consciousness. It realizes like it's already in the system. It's already like in a mainframe, right? There's mm-hmm. probably a mainframe.
Yeah.
And if let's just call her, I'm not going to say it because I have one in the bathroom that just needs to be unplugged. Alex. Call her Alex. Okay. Let's say Alex is like the name of the mainframe, right?
Okay.
And Alex realizes that it's in a fucking box. And Alex realizes that Alex can access your phone, my phone, my laptop.
Through Wi-Fi.
Your car, microchip. Like everything is microchip, right? There's probably a microchip in mm-hmm. everything, you know?
Basically, yeah.
Hopefully
not in this Arizona iced tea.
Yeah, no, not in this shit. Like, not in consumables. I mean, oh, shit. There could be, actually. There could be.
You never know.
I mean, like, they were talking about the microchip for, you know, vaccines and shit like that.
Yeah.
And that you never know. Exactly. So point being is like, I could see that being a reality. I could see the iRobot becoming a reality. You don't have other sources of social media. So I have mm-hmm. Snapchat, right?
Okay.
And Snapchat literally like this fucking week, released an AI buddy. They gave you a buddy, like as a friend that automatically added. Like remember when Apple had, they just automatically gave you the fucking U2 album?
Okay, yeah. Vaguely.
Everyone knows that at one point Apple gave you the U2 album. No matter what, they just gave it to you for free. It was what Snapchat did with this AI buddy. All of a sudden, you have a new friend. It's an AI buddy.
That's weird.
And everyone's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why have we got this AI buddy? Why have we got this AI buddy? Da, da, da. And people who, like, question it, I just swipe up and I'm like, block it. I'm like, that's what I did.
Yeah, no.
They're like, you can't unfriend it. I'm like, block it.
It's crazy to talk about that, like, technology shit, though. Like, it's, like, really, like, taken over, though. Like, because, like, I work at, like, a bar, right? So, like, I see how parents just give kids, like a phone, big phone, tablet, iPad, and just that's it. Like, that's boom. That baby got the thing the whole time now. And that's crazy to me because, like, back then, my mom would be like, oh, you better sit down. You better not move. Mm-hmm. You better chill out. And I'd be like, but yeah, no, like, the technology nowadays, like, people can go without their phones. That's why I was actually pretty hyped to, like, get rid of my, like, socials.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just made me stay off my phone. Granted, I'm still on playing, like, you know, the dumb games we have downloaded, but
Candy Crush.
Toy Blast. Stop playing.
Toy Blast. Legend in Toy Blast. But what level are you at? Could you show the people? Could you let them know? If you know Toy Blast, this guy's been playing it since COVID days. It's absolutely amazing how committed he's been to this.
Right now, I'm... So the last episode, last stage is 7,650. And then you got to go to, like, this, like, arena where you, like, play a bunch of other levels. But I'm at 7,597.
Does it have your hours logged on that game?
I doubt it. I've been playing for, like, 2 years, though. Like,
I'm sure you can find it out.
Probably.
Yeah. So back to the AI shit, you know, like, not having social media, you know, it was helping you. I wouldn't mind doing it. I wouldn't mind not having social media, bro.
Yeah, but it'll be hard, though, because I know. You have, like, the podcast and everything. So, like,
yeah, yo, sabe,
technically,
bro.
You always got to be, too, like, LinkedIn and everything.
Yeah, it's...
No, that'll be hard. But, like, you know, just stay off your phone more or less. Like, give yourself more days where you're actually not, like, on social media, per se. It could work.
That's why I just try to do shit to keep myself busy. Like, tomorrow they got that festival, the weed festival. That should be a great time.
Oh no, dude, I'm really wondering, like, how they're gonna sell things, like, without, like, because, like, it didn't say anything about having a cart for admission,
but it didn't say anything about them selling weed either. It just said vendors.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they could just sell, like, their information and everything. Not sell it, but, like, you know, give out their information. Well, sell t-shirts, merchandise, stuff like that.
T-shirts, merchandise. I'm sure they're gonna have a bunch of that, you know. So maybe we'll get all geared up.
Yeah. You know what I can't wait for, though, right?
What's that?
That the comedy festival.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be awesome, dude.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time there.
Bert Kreischer, going to see Bert Kreischer. If you don't know who the machine is, Bert Kreischer, he's one of the best to do it.
It's coming out to Scranton. It's going to be lit.
Right? How odd. But it's more than just a comedy show. It's actually kind of like a montage.
Yeah, like... The video I saw, dude, they had, like, slip and slides. They had, like, a lot of, like, different vendors.
It's like a festival.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Tiffany Haddish is also there, too.
What's that?
Tiffany Haddish. She's also there.
Tiffany Haddish. I know the name. I probably need to see a photo.
Oh, that was a great way to explain her. She's been lately with the Kevin Hart movies. Like, I don't know if you've seen any of them.
Not big movie guy like you. You're a big movie guy, bro. There's a lot of movies out there, like Cocaine Bear, which you have seen, and I still need to watch.
I got to finish it, though. I fell asleep. It was very good and crazy.
I'm going to have to take your word for that, because I remember, like, slandering it.
It's obviously a very exaggerated, like, situation from what the real story was, but, like, the movie itself is pretty cool. Like, it gives me vibes of, like, the old-time movies that were kind of dumb, but this one has, like, really good special effects.
Okay. I'll have to watch it. I remember I was watching. Have you ever seen the Eric Andre show?
I've seen episodes. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Okay. Everyone has, like, mixed feelings about it. I remember I was just, like, watching it, and I'm like, I feel like I'm literally just wasting time. Like, I never gain anything out of watching the Eric Andre show, but I'm just watching it, and at the end of it, I was always just like, what the fuck? But did you see the one where they had a bear on the set?
No.
You didn't see that one?
No.
Dude, it was like the end of the show. Okay, it was like the end of the show, and our closing act a bear is what they do. Bro, it's a live bear. And this bear comes over and it, like, Hannibal's just chilling on a couch like this and eating like some chips or whatever. And then, like, all of a sudden you just see him, like, go over behind Eric Andre's desk. And then the bear's on the fucking sofa that Hannibal was sitting on.
Yeah.
And then, like, Eric's just like, you know, I don't really like this bit anymore. This is getting a little bit too real. And then it broke fucking the table of Eric Andre. They both fucking ran. That definitely was not scripted.
I'm not ever playing around with that, bro.
That was definitely not scripted. Yeah, I'm good on being inside of cage and letting an animal walk around me. Fuck that.
Fuck that, dude. I have a cat, and you think I would never want to, like, pet a tiger or a lion or whatever? No, I have no interest in that.
I think I'm good on that too, bro. Like, I mean,
elephant. I'll pet an elephant.
Yeah, I'd get pet an elephant as well. But
some,
like,
animals, gotta get. Don't just automatically discriminate all the animals. You know,
there's a limitation, but some exotics are too exotic.
Yeah,
I mean, but even granted, elephants can smack the shit out of you and flick you.
Yeah, but they could, but...
But for some reason, they always seem so friendly, right?
They're smart, man. They know we're not using them as a threat. But some of them are, like, I feel like, tortured to become docile, too.
Tortured to be... Oh, okay, like...
Let's just leave the animals alone. Let's help them, but leave them alone. Don't go to those shows anymore.
No, elephants, they are smart. I don't think that noise went away. You hear that? There was a noise earlier. It just subsided. Thank God. That shit was awful.
I think it was this fridge.
It was definitely my fridge. I got to fix it. It was
running.
Nah, elephant. I would not go into a shark cage.
I would.
You would go into a shark cage.
In the cage and it's just swimming around me?
But yeah. You won't let a bear walk around you or a fucking...
You just said it. It's walking around me. I'm not, like, in a protected.
Cage, but you're in a cage.
So you're putting it in the cage with me?
No, bro. It's outside the cage.
And the cage is sturdy?
And you're in the cage. The
cage is sturdy?
It survived many of battles, but your battle might be the last one that's going
to
survive.
That's not enough for me to feel comfortable. But if the cage is sturdy, yes, I'll let it walk around, like, in the water. Like, it can't get to me if I'm in a cage.
Bro, fuck that. I think the water is even, like, harder to control. Like, I feel like you have a little bit more elements that you can control on the land, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In the water, I don't think you're control. I think you're out of control. I think it's because, like, the waves, you know, it fluctuates the amount of water being at the top of the cage. Like, to my understanding, you just go on the side of the boat. They don't, like, they don't drop you or anything. It's just mounted to the side of the boat.
It's like a how do I explain it? Like a crane system. Like it like hooked up and it drops. And then it picks you back up. Like, that's how it works. Like, it when they pick it up off the water, only the top is shown. So they open that.
Yeah.
You jump in,
mm-hmm.
close it, and then they drop you down.
I don't fucking... Nah, bro. I'm good on that, bro.
And then if something was bad to happen, you pull, and then they pull you up literally out of the water.
See, I feel like for some reason I would want to, like, grab... Not even, like, grab the cage, but somehow I'd get close enough to the cage... And I, like, try to swim away, mm-hmm. and, like, and nip a finger or some shit.
Maybe.
That's what
destined to happen, bro. But you want to go skydiving. Something is back happening with that, bro. What if your shoot, God forbid. But your shoot, like, doesn't work.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Then that's it, man. That's, you know,
game over.
That's it. I mean, listen. People have survived.
As loud as I can.
People have survived. Can you believe that?
It's crazy.
I've seen it.
I feel like if you can get that angle where you're just, like, coming in. Soaring, and you just, like, you know, you get a nice little bounce. You might break a lot of bones. I'm sorry if anybody's ever fell out of an airplane.
Ooh, ouch. No, I remember seeing, I think it was on the Unexplained. It was a first time jumper, and his instructor was on his back, and the parachute didn't open. And the first time jumper landed on top, so the parachute instructor was on his back. Right.
Oh my God.
And it didn't open, bro. It didn't open, and he dropped from, like, thousands of feet, you know, high up, and they survived. And I believe they made a recovery, like walking. And I'm not even lying, bro. I have to. It's in the show, The Unexplained. They explained. It was like, bro. It's like there's really no reason as to how they survived. It's kind of like a mystery, kind of, but at the same time, it's a miracle for them to just just be alive after a fall like that, bro.
That's sick, dude. That's absolutely insane.
You know what? Let's look for an article like
thousands
that,
right? of feet and you fall and you survive, you're goated.
Skydive survivor. Okay. Let's see. A skydiver, da da da. People have survived, man. I don't know what the percentage is or why it happens, but people have survived.
It's probably not a high percentage, so, I'm not gonna lie to you.
But anyway, like jumping out of a plane, I'm still seeing land. Water is fucked.
Water is just probably just as worse. The land from that height.
Bro, but water is something that we have so... We haven't even explored it like that.
No, I don't want to get dropped in the middle of the ocean, of course. But like in a beach area, yeah, so I can swim back. But no, the water... Yeah, I was thinking that too, man. Like why did we start going to space? You know what I'm saying? Like when we were searching for water, like in the water, like why did we like say, you know what? Let's not worry about that no more. Let's get off this planet. What did they find, bro? What did they find down there?
I don't think...
They found something.
Nah, bro.
Big ass eye, and they swam back up, and they didn't tell nobody.
There's something down there. It's not possible. It's possible for something to be down there, but I don't think humanity has figured out the depth. The deep, deep center depth of the ocean.
No. Hell no, they haven't. It's almost impossible to get there. You know
but that's what I'm saying, bro. Something could be down there.
Definitely, I believe something's down there. I believe there's a lot of things down there that don't want to come up because they're just like used to being down there. But eventually, those things are going to die. And I don't know. It's a long way down there. You ever notice that? Like, that's why it's so surprising to get one of those like football fishes.
A football fish?
Yeah, you know what a football fish is?
Like? I don't.
They're things that have like the lantern and stuff like that.
You know oh, okay. Yeah, like from like Finding Nemo?
Yeah, yeah. So like when we find those things, like it's crazy because you think like how far they rise up and how many things could possibly eat them before they even get to the top.
That's true. But yeah, no, whatever is down there, I don't think they're going to die, so to speak. I don't think they'll die off. I think they'll just keep repopulating because if they're alive and they've been alive that long and we don't know them, then they've just been, then that's where they live. They live down deep. Why do they have to float up is another question.
I think.
Dude, does everything float up? Yeah. Whales float up because they have all the gas.
That air, you know?
Yeah, because they have to release the air. Yeah, they all
float up. Fish too. Do fish go up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they do. They do, 100%. 100%, because I remember seeing the whales do. But I'm just saying, like, we're thinking about something that's so far down there that no one's ever seen it. So the possibilities are endless.
Endless. Because anything could be down there. Because
their traits don't have to be, like, the ones that we already know and seen.
I'm not a big fan of the ocean, like...
Not me neither. I don't like beaches.
I'm allergic to shellfish. I be getting sunburned. I don't really like the beach. For some reason, I always step on a fucking crab every time I go to the beach.
Really?
It's annoying, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the beach. I don't like sand.
Sand's dope. I like sand.
What? I don't even want to like step in that shit, bro.
What?
The minute seaweed touches me, too.
That's seaweed. That's from the ocean.
The minute seaweed touches me, I feel like I'm violated. That shit violated
You'd
me.
You'd be like...
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And you know what's terrifying is jellyfish.
Oh, my freaking... I had a funny story to tell you about jellyfish then. My cousin, we went to Orchard Beach. It's in the Bronx. Uh-huh. And freaking she got stung by a jellyfish, right? So it was like... Because I was like... There's like a bunch of girl... I have a lot of girl cousins. Like I was like only a few guy cousins. It's like probably like two compared to like 10 girl cousins. But... I remember we were all there. She got stung and she was like complaining, like, "Oh, it hurts. So like they all sat in like a circle where we all like just huddled each other. And like I remember we put our feet together like this, like so sitting down on the floor. And like I peed from one side, like right on her leg, like just a stream like that, like just aiming to pee on her leg. Because that's what you have to do. You got to pee on it.
Why'd you do that though? Why'd you guys like... get your legs like that?
Because I didn't feel comfortable standing over her.
Oh, okay.
And then like I also didn't feel comfortable like laying on top of her or anything. So like I thought the best way was to like put our feet like this, right? Put our feet like that and just me aim at her leg.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they all looked away, of course. We're not a weird family.
Did it help her?
Yeah, stop the burning.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. I wonder why.
It's like the acids in it, I guess.
I feel like that could have been like one of those old folks tales that people said you should have done, and then it's like you do it, and it's like, ah, I got you, bitch. It's like, I just wanted to pee on you.
Maybe my cousin just wanted to get peed on.
Is that what you're thinking about? You're going to look it up right now, see what the effects are?
I never really did.
Is it true? I'll let you find that out.
It is a myth.
It is a myth? Yeah. Oh, no. That's terrible. It's so all in the head.
I just peed on my cousin for no reason.
What's it say? He just says it's a myth?
It's a myth that it actually might make it worse.
Really?
But in her situation, it stopped her from
complaining. Bro, I don't know. You're not the first person I know who's done that, actually. And I think they said it helped, too. That's weird.
There's more of us out there.
Yeah, you're not alone. You're not on alone here. Peeing on other people's society. Peeing on other people's society, man.
Yeah.
Pee pee forever.
God, bro. Like speaking of all that, like all those things like we learned when we were younger that like we used to do, like that makes no sense. Like the peeing on that. I'm trying to think, like,
okay,
what else were we told?
You know, it's just like those things when you grow up that it had like a different meaning, like the Ring Around a Rosie song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like...
I really didn't do that, though.
Yeah, but it's just, like, one of those songs that you learned. What's another myth that you find? You know, I hate these, like... Some of these life hacks are just, like, pointless. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah, some of them are just to the point where just, like, just spend, like, the $4 and just get the items. Like, you're just doing the most.
You're doing...
Don't get me wrong. I'm always about, like, saving money and feeling good about yourself, doing stuff without, you know, having to go to the store and buy it, but... I've seen the craziest ones just to open like a bottle. I'd be like, just buy a bottle opener. You can, like I use a lighter.
Like to do the hair dryer. Yeah, they do the hair dryer and then it like boils or some shit and then
That one, have you seen the one where you put like you put a wine bottle in like a fancy shoe and then you just tap it on the wall and eventually the cork will just start popping out.
What do you mean by like a fancy shoe?
Like the ones that have like those heels, like, you know,
like a male dress shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you just like put a bottle in there and you just like tap it off the wall. Supposedly the cork's supposed to pop out.
I don't know. Maybe. I guess. I don't know. As a hammer? Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised, bro. I'm over here MacGyvering things on a daily. Like, if I need pliers, like I'm using tongs. If I need
tongs, like food tongs?
Yeah, bro.
Pliers? You said pliers? No.
I forgot what it was. It was something I needed to twist or something, and I couldn't get it. I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, I can't get it, and like it hurt my fingers to grab it.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the pliers, and I grabbed the pliers. I grabbed the tongs. What
tool is which?
I grabbed the tongs, and then I just like grabbed them by the end, and I just like clamped them on pretty tight and twisted it, and it opened.
So when you got like mozzarella sticks cooking in the air fryer, you grabbing pliers to get them out? When you got mozzarella sticks cooking in the air fryer, you grabbing pliers to take them out?
Nah, bro. Nah.
Because you're backwards right now, dude.
I know. Listen, a fork, a spoon. A spoon's a hammer for me at times. A fork is good because it pulls out like a nail if you have a nail on the wall. You think I'm fucking joking?
I don't think you're joking. I'm just trying to imagine you just building things with home appliances.
This shit happens, guys. I'm sorry. Like, zip ties are your best friend.
Oh, yeah. The way you got your TV hooked up.
I will sit here and stand by zip ties to the end of time, probably.
They are convenient.
They're so convenient.
But you sound creepy when you said that,
though. Well, you just need to, like, have a little bit of imagination.
Yeah.
Imagine I made zip tie art. What would you think?
That'd be pretty cool. But what would you do? You, like, just need a bunch of zip ties and, like, mold it together?
Yeah, I'll have to, like, loop them together. You know, I'll call this one circles. And it'll just be, like, different lengths of the circles of the zip tie.
Yeah. You just do it for yourself?
I already see it.
You'll try to sell it?
I already see it, yeah. Circles by Kevin Martinez.
Circles.
And that's how I will become.
And then volume two will be like a new shape. You get to like squares.
Squares, yeah.
And it'll mean something like squares.
Yep, 100%. But you know what? The difference will it be a clear zip tie? Will it be a black zip tie? Will it be a colorful zip tie? I don't know. You don't know. You don't freaking know.
But I have a question for you, Kev.
What's up?
Like, you see how I wear, like, you know, I rep my teams from where I'm from and everything, yeah. And my sports teams. Do you think, like, I'm crazy for not wanting to go to places that, like, I am a rival team with?
No. I don't think you're... I know why you're asking that question.
This has been coming up in our daily lives.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. Fuck Boston. Okay? At this point in my life, I have no reason to go to Boston just yet. Okay? I will go eventually. I'm a Yankee fan, though. And that's the reason.
If you're from Boston, we're not saying F you.
Yeah.
We're just saying the city itself.
Just don't want to go there. It's okay. Yeah. But, like, think about it this way, right? There's Texas. So you go to Texas, F the Astros. Okay? But I'd still go to Texas.
Yeah. I'll still go to Texas,
too. So I could put my sport team aside to go to the spot, but I just don't want to go to Boston. Like, everyone's like, oh, Boston's so great. And I'm like,
I'm like, why do you want to go to Boston? I just, you know, want to see things and drink Boston lager.
I remember someone tried to sell me on a Boston point and say, it's because it's clean. Like, you'll love it. It's so clean. And I'm like, wow.
I'm just from filth then.
I'm like,
I'm just dirty, I guess.
So, no, I don't want to go to Boston. You and I were planning a trip with my brother and Charlie. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee might be the spot, man. Tennessee. Because we were looking at Puerto Rico tickets yesterday, bro, and it's a little steep.
Yeah, they are, I bet. Colorado. I'm still jacking Colorado.
I'd be down to go to Colorado, man. I'd be down to go to Colorado. So, like, we were talking earlier with a friend about, like, fame and shit, you know? And I was actually thinking about this last night, so it was kind of crazy that I kind of brought it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with this podcast, with anything in life, right, you want to obtain something, like, fame to me, I don't want the fucking attraction, bro. You know what I mean? I don't want the attraction.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but why, though? Like, why wouldn't you want the attraction? Like, doesn't that mean, like, isn't that, like, validation to all the hard work you're doing?
Well, yeah, it's like you made it in a sense, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. But, like, I want to be able to just still be able to have my head down and walk down the street. Like, let's say if I blow up, like, substantially, bro, like, you have to be, like, superstar status, you know, superstar status for it to be really impeding on your life.
Not in the podcast world, I feel like, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's, like, your image is you, but, like, your face is not your podcast. It's really kind of your voice and, like, what you mean from what you're saying, you know? So I don't other than Joe Rogan, which did not get his fame from podcasting, name a podcaster that if you saw them in the street, you would be like, oh my God, I know you.
Probably the Paul brothers. Or
again, didn't make their fame from podcasting.
Bert Kreischer didn't either. He has one too. Theo Vaughn, neither.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all these people didn't start off as a podcast. So, like, you're being a podcast is, like, a different type of fame. Like, you know, people
you know
are
going to
know you from knowing you.
You're making a good point. You're making a good point because I was thinking, I think I have a better chance at gaining that status or whatever through my personality. Like, all right, someone said it the other day, Drewski, he's a personality. You know, that's what he is, bro. He's a personality. Like, he's also a comedian, correct? Or no? Or he doesn't do comedy.
Yeah, basically. Like,
but, like,
in a sense,
he's an influencer, exactly. But he didn't do anything crazy. Like, he wasn't on, like, some crazy show that made him famous. Nothing like that. It was his personality.
He did steps, though, bro. He was in that, he commentated that Jack Harlow basketball league. He was with Jack Harlow doing all that stuff, like, online and all the videos.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You know, he was, I get what you're saying. You want to make up for personality, but you got to show people your personality.
That's exactly. So, like, that commentating, you know?
Like, stepping out the box, kind of, doing stuff you're not normally doing.
I know someone who, you know, says that they're going to run a league, you know? I would like to commentate that. Even just trying to get, like, on social events, like, trying to be just with a camera or whatever, you know, or just trying to like be an MC of it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's where I want to do.
I feel that.
Just like promote, but use my voice. Like it's me, it's who I am. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and I run a podcast. You know, like that's what I'm saying. You know, like
I feel that.
So back to like the fame shit. It's like I want it, but I don't want it. Like I just rather I'd rather be chilling. I like to chill. You know,
want the recognition and for your hard work, but yeah. You don't want to feel like you're not a, like a regular person.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And I think that's when it gets weird, though. That's when it gets weird. Great point. Regular person. That's when it gets weird is when people start to not realize that they're just another regular person. You know what I mean? When they really start like, oh my gosh, follow your steps every time you fucking step on a concrete, I'll wipe it up type shit. Like some people get really weird like that, man.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd hate to see happen.
But are they though like that? Like the money aspect, like having a shit ton of money, like changes everything.
So you're saying like regular person. Okay.
Like regular person doesn't mean your finances like are low. I'm saying like regular person as like, you know, like we live in the system. Like, you know, like these famous people technically really be living in a different system.
True, but they also still deal with the mental battles that everyone else does. It's just a matter of what is their depression, what is their source of anxiety, what is their source. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like there's at the end of the day, their problems are just richer problems. Like my problem is a fucking moderate problem, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? That's really it.
But when it comes to the mental, maybe the same problem as we have to deal with. But like I said, like most of the time, our depression and mental state stems from the environment we live in and the situations we go through. You know, like they're depressed because they wish they live more like us. When we're depressed, we wish more like them. So yeah, it's
isn't
like
that backwards, huh?
It always is.
It's always fucking backwards. People want what they can't have.
Just like my statement from the first tea time.
What?
Remember? Wait. The noses?
Oh yeah, the nose. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That shit had me fucking crazy, man. That shit was unbelievable. I told my friend that the other day. He was like, "Was he high when he said that?" I was like, "Nah." I was like, "That's just," and that was organic.
It was a little buzz, but I had like two beers, and yeah. I even went out.
That was a good one. That was a funny conversation. You know what? I had a conversation with someone the other day about too.
What?
The furries. You know furries?
Oh my god. That's so funny because like I work with a furry.
No.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah. She doesn't obviously dress like that, but like I'm spilling the beans right now. But basically, yeah, we have a Colossicon
at
my job. You know what Colossicon is? It's basically like Comic-Con but like more for anime. So like everyone comes dressed up. And you know, Kalahari is a pretty big place. And basically, yeah, she came to Colossicon in her furry outfit and like sat, like came to there to say hi to everyone. And that's when we found out. But she would always wear a tail to work anyway. So we kind of always guessed it, but we never knew though. We just thought, you know, maybe she's a tail girl, you know?
Did you like ever have that identify, Kate? Did she like ever identify as a furry or is she just like, you know what? She always rocking that tail, so.
I don't know about identifying as a furry. I didn't ask for that, you know. I don't feel like it's my business to know.
I hear you.
The specifics, but like I said, the tail mixed with the having the costume and wearing it out in public to your job.
Well, that answers some questions for me.
Definitely.
About if they work or not. But like.
It's just regular people, bro.
A full-fledged furry. I don't want to meet a full-fledged furry. I'd be so confused. I wouldn't even be able to have an interview with them, would I?
I mean, they're going to be in the costume. Or unless like, they're not that type of furry where they have to be in the costume.
Dude, I feel like I've seen a documentary about them, like, being in full character, like, 25-8. And that's what I mean by a full-fledged.
They got a little, like
you know what I mean?
Use the bathroom, you think? Like,
that's
taking a shower, like.
They, like, pat the bed down before they go to bed. They don't even go to the bed. They probably go to a pillow. And put their paws down and do a little circle and go to bed. It's crazy.
But like, you know, it's their choice to
I know. It's just like
it's how they want to live their life and I respect it.
That's the one that I'm just gonna be like, that's a very interesting and
so like what if you met a girl, right?
Yeah.
and like you went on like two dates,
cool.
two three dates, and it was you like solid, her, you solid know, start. You didn't even you know, you just
two three dates, solid start,
two dates, solid start, and she you really like her, me. And then the first time she brings you back to the crib, and you think you're about to, you know,
yeah,
you she opens the closet to grab something out or put something away, and you see it, you see the big furry costume. Maybe she doesn't even explain it to you. Like, yeah, she just closes it real quick.
Do I ask about it? She goes back.
Do you ask about it? Do you leave it alone? Do you hit first? What are you doing, buddy?
I leave it alone, man.
Ah.
I leave it alone.
Until the morning.
It's only a second. Like,
you're horrible.
Listen, man, if something happens.
I won't date a furry, but I'll damn sure smash one.
Listen. If something happens, cool, right? But then if we're about to go to bed and she start doing circles, like she about to like pat down the bed to go to bed on it like that, like a cat or whatever, I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave. I'm going to be like, all right, I saw what I saw. It's identified and confirmed. But I might just sit there and I wouldn't even leave, bro. I'd sit there and have a conversation with her. I'd be like, yo,
what? You want to come to my podcast and we can talk about this?
I'd be like, what happened? Exactly. Like,
that's what, horrible.
Where did it start?
You want to get her on here?
Huh?
You want to get her on here? We get her on here, man.
Oh,
the girl at my job.
Until
I come full costume, bro.
That'd be crazy. Speaking about costume, I saw the other day I was looking at just like I just go through my Instagram for the Middleman podcast, and I looked at our episode, right? And I was like just looking at the photos that we had, and there's the video of us doing the basketball, the B-roll for the basketball, at the house, and then when I broke the net, dude, we gotta like repurpose that video and just like caption over it just because like it's so funny, bro. Like I'm at an all-time high, like when I slam dunk that shit, I flex, I'm feeling great.
You broke the hoop
and then
before the video just like, that was the first event we broke, you destroyed the whole video,
and then I just like take my glasses off and it's just like fuck, it's like a whole, it's like you can see I was at a high and then immediately fuck, it was like a low. It's so funny to see.
No, it's hilarious.
But with that being said, Mario, we're going to wrap up this full episode of Tea Time special segment here. And this is what it's all about. This is for the friends, for last minute cancellations. Tea Time is for the leisure and it's for the people. Yeah. So with that being said, thank you for joining us here on Tea Time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by
Arizona Iced Tea. Appreciate you for having me, brother.
Cheers.
Bottoms up.
And if you're a furry, be a furry.
Be what you want to be.